Hey, this is Gerd Tundall, and welcome to the Inner Light Project. This show is for anyone who's wanting to lead a happier, healthier, and enlightened life. Create more self-love, inject more joy and abundance into their daily life. Join me for inspiring interviews and spiritual topics so you can shine your inner light. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Inner Light Project. My name is Gerd Tundall and today we're going to be talking about resistance. Now every month we talk about a different topic. So in January it was about surrendering, in February it was all about sobriety, and this month is all about resistance. Now I know in a lot of our lives we are resisting things, we're holding ourselves back from doing things that we really want to do and love. We're also resisting things that would allow us to trust the medicine from within. I know for my own personal journey 12 years ago, actually till on this day, I was resisting. So I was in a job that I didn't enjoy. I wasn't loving the environment. People didn't really like me in the office. I went from being a journalist and then I decided to take this job as a financial publisher, and I was dealing with financial people, and it really was not part of my soul. It was the worst job of my life, if I'm honest. And people in the office didn't really like me because I spoke my truth and was honest. And yeah, that was an interesting learning curve at a young age. And some of the women in the office, well, actually most of them, apart from two of them, would meet up and go on coffees and lunch breaks together, and they never invited me. And one day I went into the kitchen that was part of the office, and they're all sat there having a little gossip, and they saw me and they were in shock. And I basically went in and got my cup of tea and then I walked out. But yeah, this job was not serving me in any way. And I was resisting. I was like, I'll go back to journalism soon. Oh yeah, yeah. I'll just do a few things on top of this. And it wasn't until this day, 12 years ago, where I collapsed in the office. I wasn't breathing. I had a panic attack and I wasn't feeling happy about life, that everything shifted for me. And I had to learn to let that resistance go. So an ambulance came to come and get me. And it was such an awful time in my life at this point, because I was such a people pleaser. I was a sacrificer. I'd be on the phone to friends till 3 in the morning, helping them with their problems. I was just bending over backwards for everybody except for myself. I didn't really know how to put myself first. It was all about being successful, but helping others. And there's nothing wrong with helping others, but there's also a limit when your cup is empty. I was always giving, even when I had nothing left to give. And so at this point, 12 years ago, I was just all over the place. I was just frustrated. I was angry with life. I was trying to date. I kept dating toxic men. And I just felt really shitty about life. I'm not going to lie. And I wasn't happy where I was heading. And everything just hit me that day. I was in the office and suddenly I couldn't breathe. And then suddenly I had a panic attack and I just needed to lay on the floor. And I had listened to one or two of the ladies in the office with their problems in general, whenever they would come and share, because I have this personality where everyone just tells me everything. I don't do anything. People just share their problems with me because they feel so comfortable, which is actually a gift, but also sometimes it can be a bit too much in certain environments. But yeah, I remember when the ambulance said, who wants to come with her? And nobody in the office wanted to come. And that really hurt. And I remember thinking for the first time in my life, that's horrible. How can people be like that? That they're too busy to work to actually go with somebody. And I remember going in the ambulance, just feeling hurt and ashamed and angry and upset. And I realized that I need to leave this industry. I need to go back to what makes me excited and what makes me happy. And I'd made a plan in the ambulance, like, I'll leave in 3 months' time. So I get to the hospital. They checked me out. They said, you had a panic attack. And I was going to order a taxi, but I didn't. I decided to walk home that night. And as I walked home, it was like an hour long. I just walked across the river and I thought about my life and where I was heading. And like I said, I was like, in 3 months' time, I'll leave and I'll do this. But the universe had a different plan, because I was resisting. I had this fear. I'm like, how am I going to make money? What am I going to do? And all this stress. And so 3 months later, I was made redundant. So the universe was really testing me on this day.
Are you going to let everything around you control you, or are you going to take your power back? But I was too busy resisting at this point to realize that I did have the power. You know, it would take me another 3 months to realize that, hey, if I don't make that decision right now, the universe is going to show me anyway, and I have no choice. And 3 months later was the biggest transformation of my life. At that point, I was shocked, but actually it was the biggest blessing of my life. I would have never left when I did. I ended up going back into the journalism world for a little bit and then doing some jobs on the side. And then I ended up working with young people. And then I ended up in the work that I do now. And I went on my biggest, deepest healing journey in July 2012. My life changed forever. I went, at my heart broke open, and I remember, oh, and again, I was in hospital at that point. not in July, but later in that year, because I had a few tests done and they had misdiagnosed me. They thought I had a cancer, but I didn't. It was a cancer scare, and it broke my heart open when they told me they misdiagnosed me and I was okay. And I walked out of the hospital crying, and I heard the words, "It's time to heal." And that was the biggest surrendering of my life. Oh, it still gives me goosebumps talking about it. But it really taught me that we need to stop resisting. We need to surrender and let ourselves feel what we need to feel. You know, feel, deal, and heal your trauma, and allow yourself to receive. Now, what is it in your life that you're resisting? What is it in your life that you are not allowing to flow? What is it in your life that you are worried about and you're not allowing yourself to go to the next stages? In those situations, they're going to be your biggest growth of your life. I know for me, whenever I had fear and I overstepped it, things just shifted beautifully and everything just transpired in a beautiful way. And even there were situations, and I look back and think, gosh, what was I thinking? But, you know, I walked over fire barefooted. I walked over glass barefooted. I broke arrows with my throat. Oh, I did so many crazy things. But that was me overcoming fears in my life and situations in my life. So it sounds really weird, but I was scared of snakes and crocodiles growing up. I'd watched a movie when I was really young. I was 5 years old and I watched a movie where a crocodile obviously it was not real, but a crocodile had eaten half of a woman's face. And then I was 5 years old and saw this and I was traumatized. And every time I'd go in the shower, in the bath, and I closed my eyes, I'd be scared a crocodile would get me. I couldn't even turn off the hallway landing light because I was scared that a crocodile was going to come and get me. It was so stupid. But obviously, I was traumatized. And the same with snakes. Snakes was actually a big issue because my granddad on my dad's side, he was actually bitten by a snake and he died from the poison. And so there was this weird fear. And every time we'd go to like the zoo or any animal place, I would freak out when I saw a crocodile or a snake, and I would just scream and say and run away. And there was one situation when I was 13 years old, and we went to India to go see family. And I said to my parents, oh, the moment I got off the plane, if I see a snake, I am going to scream and I'm going to go home. And the moment we got out of the airport, there was a guy with a huge python around his neck. And I started hyperventilating. I was like, I need to go home now. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. And they're like, no, we have to go. I'm like, I can't. And so it really affected my life. And when I wrote, so I was at this event and they got us to write down the fears on these arrows. Now, these are protective arrows and I don't advise doing it in general, unless it's around people that have this experience or you're part of a group that are doing this. And so these are special kind of arrows that you use. And so they told us to write down our fears. And so I wrote my fears down, crocodiles and snakes. And then somebody held the arrow and the point was towards my throat. And I had to walk forward until the arrow snapped. And I don't know what happened, but the moment I walked forward and the arrow snapped, I'm not afraid of snakes and crocodiles anymore. Again, I was resisting letting that fear go until I was forced to just heal it. So there's things in our life that we are resisting. We're not allowing ourselves to really come back home to ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves to be in a joyful and powerful and happiness state. And I want you to just sit down for a minute and grab a pen and paper when you can, or you could write in your notes in your phone and write the question, what am I resisting? And why am I allowing myself to resist this situation? What am I afraid of? And who will I become if I let go of this fear? And take your time. You know, you can pause this episode and listen back, or just write the questions. And when you're ready, sit with it. The thing in life is that we're always going to be afraid of something. There's always going to be resistance of something, but that fear and that resistance is the very thing that you need to overcome. You know, I wasn't confident growing up. I may have looked at people in that office that I was working in, but I was insecure. I was young. Being a person of color in a very white area, going to white schools, not feeling like you fitted in, didn't know if you were Western or Eastern, even though you were born in the UK, but your parents were from India. I had a lot of insecurity. I had long hair. It wasn't cut. It was past my bottom. I had the bushy eyebrows. I had the buck teeth. I just didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. And all the magazines were all people that had blonde or brown hair, who were white. I never felt like I was good enough. And so growing up, it was very hard for me. And I felt like nothing. And it wasn't until as I got older, I realized that my power, that I am a beautiful, confident soul. And the more things that I did, the more I just became confident, the more risks I took, the more confident I became. And journalism did play a massive role in my life. Because I remember I was 18 years old, no, 19 years old. I was at BBC Radio Leicester. I had luckily got a placement with them. And the editor said to me, right, I need you to go do some Vox Pops. So these are like snippets on the radio where you interview people on the streets and ask them some questions and they'll say what they want. And the lady said, I need to get these Vox Pops in the next half an hour. If you don't bother coming back. And I had so much fear because I was afraid to talk to random strangers. I was used to talking to people, but I was never used to just going up to random strangers saying, can I ask you a question? And I don't know what happened. I went on the streets and I just interviewed people and everything just shifted. It just blew my mind and I came back and I delivered. And ever since then, I've always delivered. And so it really got me out of my comfort zone. It really got me out of my fear of talking to people. It really helped me to connect with people and get to know others and really build relationships. So what is it in your childhood that you were resisting? What is it that you feel ashamed by? Go and get it. Go and try it. You know, life is too short. You'll spend your whole life fearing things, but why don't you just go out and do it? Once you've done it, if you don't like it, that's absolutely fine. At least you tried. Now, I did so many jobs after I left that industry. My God, I worked with young people. I had a radio show. I trained people within media up and down the country. I went back and worked in the pharmacy that I used to work when I was younger. I can't even explain. I produced documentaries. I was a trainer for a company. Oh, my God. I just did everything and anything to just get myself out there to boost my confidence, but also to help me to overcome my fear. And the moment I did it, it just transformed. Even my coaching business, I was actually afraid of coaching adults, believe it or not. So I got used to working with young people, speaking on stages, inspiring them, because young people are so much easier because they want to learn, they want to get to know themselves, they want to grow and evolve. Whereas adults, we have so much shame and guilt and fear, and we have resistance and we're less likely to listen to other people. But I remember the first time I actually coached somebody and everything shifted. My belief system shifted. And the more I did it, and the more people I coached, the easier it gets. The more I loved it, and I absolutely love now helping women to transform trauma and learn to trust themselves so they can powerfully move forward in their life. That would have not been possible if I didn't overcome the resistance that I had. Even having a radio show, even though I'd interviewed so many people, even though I'd worked on several radio stations, I had a fear of having my own radio show. Believe it or not, I actually asked a friend if she would like to join me. And that's how it happened. And then I had the radio show with her. Then I ended up having my own radio show. And then I ended up creating the podcast that we are on right now. And, you know, that took time. But I never gave up. I realized that I needed to overcome this fear. So what are some of the small steps that you could take to overcome this fear that you have and the resistance that you're holding yourself back? You know, even the people that you are inspired by or you see who are super confident, everyone has some form of resistance. Everyone has some form of fear. Everyone has some form of shame that they need to overcome. When are you going to allow yourself to really come back home to yourself, to be in that empowered queen energy, to allow yourself to receive the medicine, to allow yourself to be connected to source energy, to allow yourself to be part of a higher being? You know, you have gifts and talents that you were given by divine source, mother nature, God, whatever you want to call it. But when you resist to listen from within and resist to allow yourself to receive the medicine, you are only holding yourself back. And what's the point? You'll hit the age of 80 and you'll look back and think, why did I not do it? Why did I not take those risks? Why did I not take those chances earlier? And we always have a choice. But being afraid and hiding, it's not going to serve anybody. And I've learned that. And even I've learned it within my own business that sometimes I've had moments of resistance. But last year I learned like I need to overcome and just be out there and not care and just allow myself to be free. Now, I had a troll many years ago. Gosh. So we're talking probably about 2016. I had this person on my radio show. She'd emailed me and she sounded really lovely at the time. And back then I would like interview everybody and anybody because I love stories. I was like, I need to share this with my audience. Oh my God, they need to know this. But she had an agenda. She was actually trying to get somebody else that I interviewed from me. And I felt really uncomfortable about it. But even the way she spoke with me on the episode was quite very fiery. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it was just that very defensive, even though I'm trying to ask questions for the audience for them to understand. And so I had written something that she didn't like. It probably wasn't written in the right way. And she took it to her audience. And I got thousands of messages, emails. I had death threats. I had abuse from her family. It was an awful time in my life. She was a bully. And instead of talking to me, she was doing things to seek attention. And she was putting herself on social media like a victim. And I had ruined her wedding. Yeah, her wedding was beforehand, before I put this thing out. Just trying to blame me for everything instead of actually facing her own issues. And people will project things onto you, you know, that you won't even probably done anything, but people will try and find an excuse to blame others instead of actually facing their own fears and traumas. And so what that did is it created so much guilt and shame. And by that point, I had built my confidence so high up. Suddenly, I was afraid. I didn't want to put myself out on social media. I hid myself. I didn't want to share so much because I was scared of what people were going to say. And suddenly I allowed her voice and her opinions to affect me. And then I remember I snapped out of it and realized that she's not my audience. I'm not here to serve somebody like her who wants to bring other women down. I'm here to help people. You know, if you have an issue with somebody, you go directly to them. You don't start then attacking people on social media because you don't like what they said. That's just pathetic. You know, have a conversation, talk about it, speak about it. But that's just how things are. But unfortunately, yeah, it affected me for a while. And then I realized that I needed to overcome this. I had this resistance again, like, what are people going to think? What are they going to say? Am I going to say the wrong thing? And I really doubted myself for a while. And then I realized, no, I need to overcome this. What am I doing? And then years later, my ex at the time had a stalker, and it turned out she had stalked me for years and I didn't even know. And my ex and I had been friends for years, and she had been following my journey and I didn't know. She dressed like me, she posed like me, she wore hats like me. It was very disturbing. Now that scared me so much, because as the case was going on, I was afraid to put things out on social media because, is somebody watching me? Is somebody like going to stalk me? Am I being harassed? You know, it built so much fear and worry inside of me. And I really held myself back until last year. And I realized that's all over now. I don't need to let this person control the situation. I need to let go of this resistance and this fear. And I put myself out there again. I realized I'm giving my power away. I'm stopping myself from amazing women getting the medicine that they need or the support that they need or the help and guidance that they need. And also with the podcast, getting the information that they need to help them to come back home to themselves. I was doing a disservice not only to myself, but to other women. And I had to really come home and accept that I needed to let that old story go. And I remember I actually wrote about it on social media last year, and I felt so empowered talking about it. And I was ready to just put myself out there in the world. And again, I could have allowed that fear to consume me forever. But what's the point? You know, we can't control other people's reactions or behaviors, but we can control how we react and how we feel. But also we have a choice whether we want to have fear or not. And so, yeah, again, I had to overcome that situation. And in life, as you grow, people are going to get jealous. People are going to judge you. People are going to say things that you don't like. But are you going to allow them to hold you back? Or are you going to allow yourself to shine brightly? Because when you shine brightly, you inspire other people around you that you don't even know. But yeah, I just really wanted to share this with you guys today, because I just feel that, yeah, 12 years ago, the person I was and who I am is so different. And I just know the power of letting go of resistance and letting yourself shine. And my life would have never turned out the way it did if I did not feel the fear and did it anyway. You know, if I let the resistance hold me back, I would not be having this episode with you today. I realized the power of just getting out there and just and overcoming things. And I want you to just think about something that you're afraid of, that you're worried about, or you're afraid to take a risk with. And then I want you to just write down when you're ready again. It could be now, it could be later on. You can pause this episode, or you can carry on listening and then write this down later. But what are you afraid of? And write it down and put that to the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side, what can I control? And look at the fear and what it is, and then see, what can you control? What can I do in order to overcome this? So if, say, you have a fear of speaking. So you have a fear on speaking on the left-hand side. So how can I control this? I can go to speaking events. I can go to speaking programs. I can go to an event and learn how to speak. I can go to an event and just put my hand up and stand up and share my opinion. That is something so simple that you can do to start to build your confidence. You might have resistance towards setting up a business. So you put your fear on the left-hand side, business, on the right-hand side, how can I control this situation? You could write, reading up about business, writing down what kind of business I would like to create. Who would I serve? And again, how simple is that, right? When we have a plan, we feel so much better. We can always change our life around no matter what. And also, I forgot to mention, is the full moon in Libra. And this is the perfect time to let things go and let go of resistance. It's all about letting things go that no longer serve us, things or people, situations that are not allowing ourselves to be with things, situations that are not allowing ourselves to connect to our higher self, and letting them go. So I would definitely sit with yourself this week and think, what is it I'm resisting and what do I need to let go of? And just let it go. Just let it go and take that risk and allow yourself to just go out there and be your amazing, awesome self. Now, unfortunately, that's the end of the show. Before I leave, I want to leave you with this quote. You are the medicine. You are the guide. You are the teacher. You are the healer. You are the medicine woman. You are your biggest support. Let yourself be heard. Let yourself be seen. And let yourself feel the fear and do it anyway. You are magic, my love. You are magic. That is just something that I just came through me right now. So yeah. If you need any help or guidance transforming trauma that is holding yourself back and you want to take your power back this year, send me a message at info@gerdshundel.com and we can talk about how we can help you to finally let go of ancestral, cultural, society, familial trauma to really take back your power and live your best 2024 life. Take care, my sisters. Bye.
For more information about the show or how to trust your inner light, visit my new coaching program at gerdshundel.com. And remember, stay happy, stay healthy, stay lit.